When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My 23m GF36F cheated on me and I kicked her out of the house. We had been together for 4 years and things were going south since 2021, constant arguing, etc. I admit most of the fault of the relationship given that we were not going out as much and she complained that I did not help around the house and stopped taking care of my appearance as I once did let my beard grow, didn't use cologne, etc. My biggest flaw is that I did not listen to her and dismissed the issues. At the beginning of 2022 she told me that even though she loves me with all of her heart, she does not see me as timely anymore and that I would never change. Well, I did a complete 180 after that day early March. She congratulated me and complimented me on my change but cried and told that there's no way to get back that estimable spark and that it is all lost. I asked if there is anyone else and she said no, that she is very hurt about what is happening between us BC I'm the best man in the world and that if we break up she would need a lot of time to grieve. After months trying my best and talking about the issues, we gave up and I was about to move out July 1st. I decided to move out BC. Our current place was considerable cheaper than the real estate market we are in and I make more money. She was depressed BC. She wants to feel the same for me that she once felt but it is impossible for her. There was always some doubt in my mind that something was up so on the morning of July 1st I decided to check her phone. Well, she had cheated with some guy from work. She had started this job January of 22. When I confronted her she said that she had been 2 times W him in April and started talking to him in February. Our breakup was going to be the most friendly ever as we deeply care for one another but this changed everything for me. She said that it did not mean anything to her and that we hadn't had S time since January so technically she didn't cheat. I told her that it does mean a lot to me because we were trying to fix things. BC she still kissed me in the mouth every day and because we still slept on the same bed together. She refuses to recognize her mistake BC we were not having S time. I told her to pack up and find somewhere to live. She is now living on a mutual friend's house and it honestly eats me alive to see her going through all that difficulty living on someone else's house, having issues at her job and dealing with depression. She constantly texts me to ask about how I'm doing and about our dogs that she loves almost like if they were her kids. I would love to try and rekindle things if there is a chance but every time I look at her face I just remember the texts and her betrayal. Even if I had agreed to move out it is a very low and disrespectful thing to have S time with someone behind my back while living together. This changed the whole image that I have of her. What should I do? Redditor's reactions update after. Redditor 1, what should I do? Break up? We were trying to fix things. No. You weren't. We gave up and I was about to move out July 1st. This has run its course. Redditor 2, you were 19 dating a 32-year-old. Op answer, haha yeah I assumed this is what would instantly get PPLS attention of the post. Yes and we moved in together after 1 month of dating. Crazy ick but attraction is crazy sometimes. I sure felt proud as a 19-year to be dating someone much older, haha. Redditor 3, wait, so if you don't have S time with your so for a month, you can just have S time with whoever you want. That's need to me. She flat out told you she's not attracted to you, will never be attracted to you, and basically she doesn't consider you to be her boyfriend. Why on God's green earth do you think it would work out? She needs to feel bad and figure out her own life. You figure out yours without her. Op answer, well, I really didn't have much hope before finding about the cheating yesterday that it would work out. And after finding out and seeing how things turned out, I feel bad BC of how she is struggling, but finding out makes me see her so differently that I sometimes wish I hadn't had gone through her phone and just left to another apartment how we had agreed. It is just not the memories that I want to have about this relationship, given that it was my first love and everything was so beautiful and I care for her deeply. But then again, I would have never known the truth. I'm just hurting, I guess, my perception of reality went upside down. Update, mixed feelings after being betrayed. I kicked her out of the house after finding out a week ago that she had a fling around April this year. She has nowhere to go but to sleep on someone's couch. I feel so bad that she has nowhere to go and no money and probably won't be able to have her own place in months. I feel so much anger and have the texts that I saw engraved on my head, but I'm just not a bad person and still treat her with dignity and have let her come visit me 2 times in a week. How could you have S time with someone and then see me afterwards gifting you flowers and trying to save US and not feel some remorse and feel dirty? I feel ashamed that I could still work past the infidelity, but she doesn't feel attracted to me anymore and that's the reason she did it. I sometimes feel that it would feel good to have her fall in love again and break her heart in revenge. She sometimes texts me to tell me that she misses me and asking for forgiveness. Saying that one mistake does not erase who she is or what has stood for this 4 years, but I just don't see her the same way she was or is. It's like family to me. She could still be a good friend, but I don't see her as such. I'm still in love and I'm ashamed of it. What's even wrong with me? Do I just have the self-esteem the size of a pea? I cannot seem to get her out of my life nor want to. Yes, North Carolina is the way to go, but I still care for her and her fate and I'm not proud of it. I guess I'm venting, want advice and would love someone to talk to since I feel so lonely in the house we used to share. Redditor's reactions, story 2 after. Redditor 1, it's amazing what happens when you're able to see them without the lens of filtered love. You see the person they actually are and not the person you wanted them to be. Op answer, I don't think him there yet, sadly. I'm ashamed BC, I feel like him betraying myself and my principles. I never been cheated on before but never thought I would still care for the person and or spoke to them still. Redditor 2, okay, first it's normal to still feel love for her, but love isn't everything and you know it. We are not in a Disney movie. You know that she broke the relationship and you know it can't be repaired. And you still feeling empathy for her is proof that you are a good man, but never set yourself on fire to keep someone warm. You know that if you let her back in and help her you will suffer. She has friends and family that can help her, it doesn't have to be you. Cut contact, definitely, distract yourself with positive stuff, reading, gym, activities, food, friends, family, job, etc. Op answer, she really has no one but me. I have been unconditional with her and she laments that she let me down. Before meeting me, she was about to go homeless and I took her to live in with me. Yes, logically a relationship, it's impossible. If you were me, would you lend her money to rent a place and or keep a friendship? Redditor 3, it wasn't a mistake. She made several deliberate choices to betray you. Her actions have consequences. It sounds like she misses the security you provided her. If you take her back, just know that your plan B. Story 2, wife 44F cheated. I 45M filed for divorce when I found out and she tried to KLL herself on New Year's Eve. Right, where to begin? The SDBXW and I were together for over 25 years, 22 of those married. Prior to this, there were no infidelities or large problems. We have four children, a pair of twins, boy and girl 20 years old, a son that's 19 and our youngest daughter is 15. I filed for divorce mid-December and had her move out of our home and back with her parents. Got a lot of voicemail left and emails and even handwritten letters about how sorry she is about what she's done, but I never replied in any way. When it finally dawned on her I was really going through this and there was nothing she could do to stop it, she attempted suicide. In all likelihood, she would have died had her parents not stayed at home to keep an eye on her. From what I've been told, she tried to overdose on pills, but no one knows where she got them in the first place. Her infidelity apparently became fully physical only recently, late November or early December, but even before that she was emotionally cheating for at least a few months before that. I don't care to find out how long since it wouldn't really help me in any way. Since it was a married man with whom she had the affair, I'd notified his wife, so he's getting divorced too. Adds to that, they're co-workers, which is how they met in the first place, and I assume they used work time to start the affair. For those that are going to ask, how did you find out? The answer is I didn't. Our son and daughter, the twins, did. They saw their mother kissing with the other man, in public. The place in question isn't somewhere where any of us usually pass through, and then they proceeded to inform me. I started digging around and found more than enough evidence of a prolonged affair. I don't have many deal breakers, and believe that marriage is something that's a continuous work in progress. You have to do your part to keep it alive and well, but cheating is something that I absolutely will not overlook or forgive. To cheat is to take a asset on all the time you spent together, to take a dump on your shared lives. It's nothing more than selfishness and cruelty. I'm just telling you so you can understand me a bit better. Maybe, but that's a really, really reaching maybe. I could have tried to look past this if it had been a one-time thing and she immediately came to me, contrite and remorseful. But she wasn't. I mean, she only started sobbing and bawling once she got caught, and that to me is utterly worthless. It's easy to cry once your asset is put into the spotlight, but before all this, I've never noticed anything remorseful about her or any sign of guilt. I just can't live with someone like that. Thankfully, all of the kids were supporting and understanding when I told them I was going to divorce their mother. Our youngest cried more than I did, but said I was doing the right thing, for all of us. She did ask me if she could live with me. The other three already have places of their own, by their own choice, and I told her she didn't even have to ask. I think that's the best thing in this situation overall. Just having the kids there showing me not all of those years being with my wife were a waste. Whatever she's like now, I can at least be grateful for our children, if nothing else. I love them more than anything. Unfortunately, nearly everyone we know, barring the friends who were my friends before they became the families, are trying to get me to stop the divorce and talk to her, go into counseling or some other nonsense. More so after the suicide attempt. Needless to say, all those people are on my exit list and I've cut all forms of communication with them. Sadly, that includes the in-laws, whom I've really loved before all this happened, since I'm an orphan myself and saw them as the family I never had. They tried getting to me through their grandkids, which has soured them on visiting their grandparents in the near future. The kids tell me they love them, but they just can't be around them at this time because they're being so overbearing. They've also chosen to distance themselves from their mother, though they're still in touch obviously. I'm in therapy myself, going through some counseling because for all that's happened I feel nothing. When I look back at finding out about all this, I see the lack of rage and hurt is very worrying. My therapist says I've numbed myself on purpose, to help me get through this easier. I don't know. Before all this, if anyone asked me how I felt about my marriage and wife, I'd probably tell them I as happy as I could be, with a big smile on my face. Now. Nothing. When I heard about the suicide attempt, you might as well have told me the weather forecast for the day. I didn't feel anything. Not for me personally, anyway. I was angry, in a way, as to what this could have done to our children, but beyond that, her trying to KLL herself just doesn't get a reaction out of me. I'm not happy that she's realized how much she's ruined our lives, but I'm not feeling any sort of empathy either. I can't. It's just that I look at the situation and think, yes, and how is that any concern of mine? I'm not like that. Or at least I don't think I was like that before all of this. And my therapist assures me the numbness will pass, it's part of the healing process, but here we are, more than a month later, and I still feel nothing about what happened. I'm honestly not sure if that's good or bad. I'll just have to wait and see. As to the rest of my life, the friends that stayed true to me aren't letting me spend much time alone. They understand that I do need some time for myself every now and again, but they don't want me too alone. It all seems so different now, you know. Now, my main concern here is about our kids. For now, they're keeping away from her, of their own free choice. I didn't poison them against their mother or anything of the sort, they just don't want to talk to her much at all. Our youngest has been hit the hardest by her mother's infidelity, and I've been thinking of maybe having her see go for some therapy too, if we can't resolve this on our own. This is what really bothers me about the whole thing, that our children reacted so severely to their mother's infidelity. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't glad that they did react negatively to it, because it goes to show that they understand that adultery is no small matter and that it can, like it has for us, destroy marriages and families. But I'm worried about long term. Will they get over this? Will they eventually form a tangible relationship with their mother? Will they heal? If any of you folks have been in any situation as similar as ours, please share your experiences. Redditor's reactions. Redditor 1, just talk to them. Have an honest conversation. Sit them down one by one, if need be, and explain to them that you want to know how they're handling the situation. Nothing they feel will hurt your feelings, but you want to make sure they're all right. Your kids are all pretty much adults. Even your youngest is old enough to know what's going on. So approach this pragmatically, as if you're dealing with an adult. If they need additional help, see about getting them some. But it sounds like they've been pretty honest about how they're feeling up to this point. Also, good on you for not going back to her. No contact is the way to go. As much as I hate to say this, she's obviously hurting and that may have turned her into a bit of an attention seeker. She's going through some things, but just as her mental health is important, so is yours. Don't allow yourself or your children to be put back in an unhealthy situation. Op answer, we've had a few times together, one-on-one, when I'd talk with them about this, when it seemed like it was weighing a lot on their minds. But still, they seem to be cautious, like they expect me to break at any given moment, because I didn't show any big emotion until now. Or I'm just overthinking things. They're really important to me, and I'll see about talking with them again real soon. They've been around more often since this happened, and asking if they maybe would feel more comfortable talking with a professional instead of me. As far as their mother and myself are concerned, I don't have any plans whatsoever to get in touch with her, though it has been hinted at me, by my therapist, that at one point if she sought therapy I might be asked to come along, but I'm not really sure I could or even want to do that. Her mental health, as cold as this may sound, is none of my concern so long as it doesn't have an impact on our children in a negative way. Thank you for your advice and your kind words. Redditor 2, will they get over this? Will they eventually form a tangible relationship with their mother? Will they heal? Both the infidelity and now the suicide attempt are two efforts on her part to reject the life she built with her family. The suicide itself is far more profound, and it is not uncommon for kids to never reconnect with a parent who cheats then attempts suicide. How the kids react to that will be up to their individual personalities and the relationship they had with her previously. I wouldn't be surprised if the teenagers are done with her forever. Their hatred of her will subside, but it's possible that she will never be anything more than a pathetic figure. No child can feel secure with a parent who does those things. No child will admire a parent who does those things. She is a broken mess, and to whatever extent you can, you need to grieve the death of that life in order to move on to the next one. What can I do to make this easier for them? What can I do to help them heal? Make your home as safe, calm, and happy as possible. Fill it with all the light and beauty you can. Make yourself stronger than you are by allowing yourself to be more human and fragile, then let them see you work through the mourning and into a stronger place. Try not to take comfort in their negativity towards your ex. Try to encourage them to not entertain that negativity and to be loving and understanding. Op answer, I'm worried about the hatred more than anything else. It's sort of like love, it's an attachment of sorts, because it keeps pulling you towards thinking about someone, even if in a negative way. Make your home as safe, calm, and happy as possible. Fill it with all the light and beauty you can. I think we've accomplished this together for Christmas, since Christmas to us is a time that we spend at home, together, with family and friends too. My friends came with their families and filled up the whole house with noise and cheer, as happy as it might sound. The kids loved it, and I think they might have even reconnected with some of their own childhood friends. A few of my friends' children are about the age of the twins, and we've known each other for a large portion of our lives. Make yourself stronger than you are by allowing yourself to be more human and fragile, then let them see you work through the morning and into a stronger place. This is a work in progress, I'm afraid. I have no idea if there will ever be a burst in the dam, so to speak, or not. But I want them to know that their dad is fine and he'll live through this and move on with his life. In essence, I don't want them to worry too much about me and live their lives. Try not to take comfort in their negativity towards your ex. Sorry, I might have phrased it poorly. It's not that they're expressing too much negativity towards their mother, but the act itself. Our youngest said to me, in one of our talks, that she doesn't understand how can anyone do what her mother did. She can't understand why she didn't think about the consequences. Try to encourage them to not entertain that negativity and to be loving and understanding. I can't make any promises regarding that, but whatever it helps them along, I'm willing to try at least once. To you, as well, my thanks for the advice and kind words. Redditor 3, I know it's probably not the answer you want, but they need time. There is no way to hurry healing. You being in counseling is a very good thing, keep going. The numbness is concerning. I believe that too will pass with time. When my husband cheated on me, I actually grieved the death of my marriage for many months. You had a good marriage, just as I did. It's not easy, even all this time later, to remember how happy we were and how much I lost. The same will happen to your children, if not now, then in time. My only concern would be that they are not honest with their feelings, due to their loyalty to you. So again, hopefully with time, they will be able to forgive their mother. That's going to be a huge part of the healing they need to do. And that has nothing to do with her, and everything to do with their own mental health and well-being. She may never know whether or not she was forgiven. It's interior too, and important for them. I wish you all the best. Op answer, there is no way to hurry healing. Very true. By no means would I try to do that. I just worry about them putting their lives on hold, no matter how briefly, due to what's happened between their mother and me. It's not easy, even all this time later, to remember how happy we were and how much I lost. It's very unfair, isn't it? To not have even any input in what's going on, to not even be aware of what's going on, and suddenly it's over and done, because how can you trust them after that? Where was the remorse, the guilt when they were committing adultery? I think this is something that does reach me, in a way. The unfairness of it all. My only concern would be that they are not honest with their feelings, due to their loyalty to you. I could see that being an issue. Thinking they have to castigate their mother as a way of supporting me. Another thing to bring up. And that has nothing to do with her, and everything to do with their own mental health and well-being. I understand that much. My therapist has helped me with that, to see if it was something that could help me too, in cracking the ice, so to speak. Forgiveness more often than not has nothing to do with telling someone you forgive them for something they did, but rather letting go of what happened and moving on with your life. I wish you all the best. Thank you. Redditor 4, hi, I'm really sorry you've all been put through this. My mother had an affair and left my young brother, father and I when I was 12 going on 13 after my dad found out and asked her to, with us kids besides him, crying and in shock, and I have never felt the same about her since. The anger I felt for years has subsided with the help of counseling just last year, at 33. It wasn't really a thing when I was a kid. I can't even remember one adult asking me if I was okay, but that loving bond just isn't there and never will be. No matter how much she tries to push it on us now, we're adults with children of our own. I have very little respect for her, and she's gone on to make bad decision after bad decision in life. My mother has taught me what not to do in life, so I thank her for that at least, but I'll never love her in the way a daughter could. It's a huge shame for everyone, and I'm so sorry this has happened to your family. You sound like a wonderful, supportive father, and I'm sure you'll be a big help to your children emotionally, as they will you. Best of luck. Op answer: that sounds like a truly horrific thing and a great tragedy that no child or spouse should ever experience. I can't even begin to imagine leaving any of our children behind, not unless someone was physically dragging me away against my own will. I'm so sorry you and your family went through that. I certainly hope your father was able to move on and realize that he was not the one responsible for your mother's actions, and I'm glad you've managed to pass this yourself. You'll make a wonderful parent too, if you aren't one already, because you've learned, sadly with the hard way, just how fragile and sensitive children are and how important their parents are to them. Best of luck to you too, and I wish you nothing but joy in your life. Redditor 5, hi, op. I was your twins in this situation. About 8 years ago, I caught my mother cheating on my father. They had been together nearly 30 years at the time. It was an affair that everyone knew about except for my dad and us kids. Literally after the divorce, friends of my dad began commenting that they had seen my mother at gatherings where couple were expected, only to find her there alone. I found it through texts after she had told me to look for an old message on her phone. I told my dad because I loved both my parents, but I didn't love one more than the other. My mother wasn't remorseful until she realized my father was going to go through with the divorce. She then turned vengeful, demanding money, claiming abuse, and eventually went to our vacation house and family home without warning in order to take things that she wanted, not just her things but all of our baby pictures, fine china left to me by my grandmother, and things like our everyday dinnerware. My father loved my mother dearly, and he couldn't bring himself to leave her high and dry, though our state says infidelity equals no right to alimony, so he purchased her a home, car, and furniture. She was basically living off of him still while also running around like a teenager. It made me sick. I had no desire to be part of my mother's life. My father never pushed the issue early on, and he never spoke bad of her. He always told us kids that we were adults and could make our own choice to have her in our lives. I chose to not speak to my mother or acknowledge her in any way for 4 years. It was the best 4 years of my life. However, my father soon guilted me into having a relationship with her because he felt bad for her. I've been back in contact for 3 years and I'm miserable. She calls me daily, is constantly trying to do things with me, shows up where I am uninvited and unannounced, and generally is a pain in my ass. So your kids are all old enough to make decisions concerning their relationship with their mother. Keep being pro-choice about their relationship with her. Do not force them to do anything. This is something they have to figure out in their own. They will be okay. And for the love of all that is holy, please do not let this woman weigh you down on your decision to cut her out of your life. No matter what she says or does. I see my father suffer greatly from losing my mother and still loving her, trying to help her, and getting Essit on in return. It breaks my heart because he deserved so much more than what she did to him. Best of luck and much love, support, and wishes of strength to you and your family. Op answer, I'm sorry to hear that about your father. Have you considered getting him into therapy? This is very unhealthy for him, and subsequently all of you, how he lets your mother run rampant. If my wife was attempting anything of the sort, I'd have completely cut her off from our children, as I can't see any possible benefit by allowing her to stay in touch with them. Protecting my children, and cherishing them, comes first before everything else. As for your relationship with your mother, why not simply cut it off again? You don't owe her anything, and your father should understand that you're your own person, and he shouldn't even attempt to guilt you into doing anything you don't want. And for the love of all that is holy, please do not let this woman weigh you down on your decision to cut her out of your life. I have no intention of doing that. We will always share a connection through our children, but she has effectively, from the first time she cheated, stopped being my wife in every way possible. I sincerely hope your father does listen to you and does get into therapy, and does move on from your mother. If he's so desperate to love someone, there are plenty of people out in this wide world of ours that are far more deserving of his affections. Best of luck to you too, and I certainly hope things start turning for the better from here on.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.